Today, we'd like to see the title, If Not, in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Before starting the Bible, we'd like to see three questions. Number one, what symbol is the number 6? What symbol is the number 6? Number two, what do you mean the abomination of desolation during the Great Tribulation? What do you mean the abomination of desolation during the Great Tribulation? Number three, why didn't Daniel's three friends worship the golden image despite the risk of their lives? Number three, why did not Daniel's three friends worship the golden image despite the risk of their lives? Daniel and the three friends were carried away as a captivity in 606 before Christ by Babylon. That's called as the first captivity. The second captivity in 597 BC, Ezekiel and other Jewish people were carried away as captivities to Babylon. That's called the second captivity. The last captivity, the remnants of all Israelite people were carried away as captivities in 586 before Christ, when the Jewish country totally fell down by Babylon. Daniel means God is judge. God is judge. In the last time, we reviewed that Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar the king's dream and the vision. Nebuchadnezzar's dream was the image had made of fine gold, chest made of silver, belly and thighs made of bronze, legs made of iron, feet made on iron and clay partially. So he interpreted that the head made of fine gold represented the Babylon country, but the chest made of silver represented the weaker country, which could be Medo-Persia country. Then its belly made of bronze, which could be Greece country. The legs made of iron, which could be Rome country. Then last one, it's a feet partly made of iron and partly of clay, which could be EC, European Community. So then Daniel interpreted one stone cut out of the mountain made by God. With that stone, the image would be broken, scattered away. So the stone would be the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ will come here to establish the millennium kingdom, the kingdom for 1,000 years on the earth. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, made a pure or a sincere confession, the chapter 2, verse 47, truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal his secret. Also, Daniel was appointed as the ruler of whole provinces in Babylon. So Daniel petitions the king about his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So those people also were appointed as rulers of local provinces of Babylon. So now, chapter 3, verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image, gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and its width 6 cubits. So Nebuchadnezzar, the king, after the second chapter, probably about 10 years later, he made the golden image, made 60 cubits. 60 cubits is 90 feet. 6 cubits is 9 feet. So Nebuchadnezzar the king made the golden image. The size looks like a 9th floor stop building. So Nebuchadnezzar made a huge golden image idol. He made it. Then he asked to the people, very important people. The Bible says princes, the governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province. They ordered them to come to the dedication of the golden image, which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Right here, number six, Revelation chapter 13, verse 18 says, number six, it is the number of a man. So here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So number six, the number of a man. This one talk about all Christians will be caught up into heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ before the great tribulation. So all Christians caught up into the heaven is called as a rapture. So if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never die, but will have an everlasting life. Although physically will die, because the physical body made by the soil. So our body will go to dust, but our spirit and soul will go to heaven when Jesus is coming in heaven. So that's called the rapture. But the unbelievers will stay on the earth. That's the great tribulation. That time Satan came up. First time Satan make up his face like a Messiah. So most Jewish people believed him as the Messiah in the Bible. But after 3.5 years later, the Satan made the image or the idol in the Holy of Holies of a temple in Jerusalem. So that image called is the abomination of desolation. So Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 and 16 said, therefore, Jesus said, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. So the golden image, the idol image, stood in the holy place of the temple is the abomination. Abomination means hatred, dislike, the abomination, which causes the desolation of the earth in the Great Tribulation period. So verse 1, we can understand Nebuchadnezzar the king made the golden image the size like a 9th floor huge building. So Nebuchadnezzar is the type of Antichrist. Nebuchadnezzar, he is the type of Antichrist. Although in chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar confessed sincerely, "Your God is truly God of gods." But after 10 years later, he made a rebellion against God because he made the golden image. Then he called most all public officers to stood before the dedication of the golden image to the false God. Then the princes, governors, and captains, the judges, treasurers, counselors, the shepherds, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud. So one person, one representative, make a loud voice, cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, or it is ordered, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the sound of the music." Right now, a lot of music, music instruments, they're played, like the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music. You shall fall down and worship the gold image. So basically the king Nebuchadnezzar ordered to the people, not only very important public offices, but to all peoples, all conquered nations, including Judah, everybody come here before the golden image. So they play the music. They are a lot of symphony, beautiful music. So they ordered them to obey the idol worship. So this kind of emotional experience, it is not holy spiritual experience because they made an idol. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 said, God said, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me." But Nebuchadnezzar the king made the other god, the golden image, before God the Father. Therefore, this kind of Babylonian people experience obey, worship the golden image with a lot of music, bang music. Then that kind of stuff, not spiritual experience at all. That's a devil spiritual experience. That's emotional experience. Although they might have felt good, you know, friendly, but it is not holy spiritual experience. Because the faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Also, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So without the word of God, you do not have any spiritual experience at all. Also, your faith must come from the word of God in the Bible. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. The sword of the Spirit, or the discerner of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So without the word of God, you feel some kind of emotional, you know, good feeling, that cannot become holy spiritual experience at all. So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, all the nations, all conquered nations, like Judah, other country, under Babylon, and languages, Arabic language, Hebrew language, or Parsi language, many languages, fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then Daniel's friends, three of them, were accused by some Chaldeans or some Babylonians. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. The Jews meaning three friends of Daniel. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Your king have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery." Basically, everyone who hear over all orchestra music, they must fall down and worship the golden image God. Otherwise, they will be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace for the death. So, but however, certain Jews, meaning the friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, three people didn't fall down and worship the golden image God. So they do not serve your gods, Nebuchadnezzar's gods, and worship the golden image which you have set up. Therefore, they will be punished into death's penalty by casting into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But verse 14 and 15, Nebuchadnezzar gave one more chance. "Now if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made good." So right now you fall down and worship the golden image, so you will be saved. You will not be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But if you do not worship, you will be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Nebuchadnezzar said, made up rhetorical question, who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? What does it mean? If Daniel's friends do not fall down and worship the golden image God, and so they would be cast into the burning fiery furnace, no God shall deliver you from the furnace. So this is basically Nebuchadnezzar the king made up defiance or rebellion against God. Although the chapter 2 or 10 years ago probably, so he made up sincere compassion. "Truly your God is the God of gods," but right now he made up defiance or rebellion against God. "Who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" So So now, verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Daniel's friend said, we don't want to hesitate to answer to your request. So right now, obey, worship the false god, the golden image. So Daniel's friend said, no, we don't want to answer you. You know, right away, we don't want to worship the golden image at all. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace, and He will deliver us from your hand, O King. So, the Daniel's friends answered that, if we might be cast into the burning furnace, but our God will deliver us from the burning furnace. So right here, Daniel's friends have strong faith in God the Almighty. If God wants, God can do everything. So God can deliver us from the burning furnace. Even if Nebuchadnezzar the king cast us into the burning furnace, because we didn't fall down and worship the golden image. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. Even if God does not deliver us from the burning furnace, we will not serve your God, your false gods, other than God the Father, and we will not worship the golden image which Nebuchadnezzar the king made. So we can see, if not, we can see the commitment to faith in God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So Daniel's friends didn't see they would have been delivered from the burning furnace, but they had faith in God, so delivery over them from the burning furnace. So that's evidence. Also, the Daniel's friends had hope for God's delivery from burning furnace. That's a substance of things hoped for. So Daniel's friends had a faith. But right here, also we see Daniel's friends had a commitment. What is a commitment? Commitment, the beginning stage of the action of faith. So they believed in the Lord, the Almighty, so they made a commitment. Even if God does not deliver us, we will not serve and worship the golden image and the false gods at all. Acts chapter 14, verse 19 through 29, we saw Paul's commitment. Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitude, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. So Jewish people stoned Paul. Why? Paul preached the gospel, taught the word of God before the Jewish people. So the Jewish people stoned Paul, but they thought the disciple was dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, who is Paul, he rose up and went into the city. But the disciple Paul rose up and went into the city, and the next day, so after 2 days, next day, he departed with Barnabas, another disciple, to Derbe, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples. Although disciple Paul was stoned, almost dead, but he rose up next day, he preached continually to the people. So that's called the disciples' commitment to faith in the Lord. Also, we see, you know, the Peter's commitment too, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name," means Jesus' name, "and look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood," which meaning the liability of Jesus' death on us. So the public officer asked or ordered to Peter, "Do not bring gospel to the people, prohibited to teach God's word to other people." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man." So we should obey God rather than man. What God said, whether or not audience listen to God's word, you should preach gospel to them. That's your responsibility, ministry responsibility to God the Father. This is a kind of Peter and other disciples' commitment to faith as well. Also, Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Haman's want to kill all Israel people. Haman's made a big poll. But when she heard from her uncle Mordecai, but he said, "And so I will go to king which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. Even if I might be killed, but I would tell to the king the Haman's plot to kill Jewish people." That's also Esther's commitment to the faith as well. So let's see each question answer. Question 1, what symbol is the number 6? Number 6, the number of a man, not the number of a God. Number 6, the number of a man in Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, talking about. Question 2, what do you mean the abomination of desolation during the Great Tribulation? That's the idol standing in the holy place is the abomination which causes the desolation of the earth in the Great Tribulation period. The golden image standing in the holy place is the abomination. Abomination meaning hatred, dislike, which causes the desolation. Desolation meaning destruction of the earth in Great Tribulation period. Question 3. Why didn't Daniel's three friends worship the golden image despite the risk of their lives? Because of their faith in God. Because of their faith in God, the Almighty. God said, "You shall have no other gods before me." So they served only one God, not other gods. Let's pray all together, Lord's Prayer, as Jesus Christ suggested us, taught to his disciples, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.